So let's make light fish today because we're holding a daf nun in Shabbos. And we're actually up on top of the daf. We were just talking about the question of what happens if you're taming in something which, generally speaking, wouldn't be considered to be set aside to be used. Let's say the Gizei Tzemer. And the Shiloh was, and whether Rava's comment, in which he said that the Ein Metal Talino Tam, says his Dafka, if you weren't toning in the Mishnah, the Barbe Rav, so to speak, proved him it's otherwise. We came out saying it makes enough Kamino whether we're talking about something that's meant for a commercial display, which is hefted, or whether it's something that is just in your home. So the last thing that we learned was the difference between heptech and normally. And this brought us now to one-fifth of the way down on the top. So Ravina Omer Bishal Heptek Shanu, that actually the case that we were talking about over here is referring to heptek, which is why it would be Asur even if you were Matmin. Whereas normally, if it would be in your home, that would, once you're Matmin, that would be sufficient. Aval, Tanya Nami Haki, Gizei Tzemer Shel Heptek, Ein Metal Talino Tam. Ve'im Hitkinan Ba'al HaBayit Lishtamesh Behem, then Metal Talino Tam. So if you're talking about Heptek, then it's always, even if you're going to use it, we view it as a one-time thing. You're going to put it right back on the commercial display. Ashenki normal a Ba'al HaBayit who has Gizei Tzemer in his home, if he uses it for the Hatzmana, then it becomes now mutter to be mitaltel. Now note the word in hitkinan ba'al habayit. Mashma, there was an actual usage of this thing, some kind of change, not just that he thought about it. Actually, this triggers now the main topic of today's daf, which is what does it take for changing something which is essentially not normally seen as an object, a utensil, something with a specific use. What does it take? Is it a thought alone that would be sufficient? The actual usage, such as in the case of the Hatzmana over here, is it enough if it was just used once? Do you need to be metakin? This is your permanent view of how it is you're going to use this thing. All of these issues were triggered directly, interestingly enough, from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about a case in which a person was tomein in Gizei Tzemer and yet claims that there's a problem of lifting up the top of the pot or worrying about how you're going to get the food out. Lechora, the very usage of a thing, should certainly make it exactly, so to speak, like Abi Shabbat. Certainly not books. It was miyufat for Tashmish. And this is very troublesome. So if we're going to learn Shel Heptek, even if we take this approach, the Mishnah is talking about this unusual case of Shel Heptek, what would be the case of not Shalaptek? Would that mean any usage, a usage before Shabbos, a permanent usage, and so on? So this we need to know today. Tana Rabba Bar Bar Chana Kamei D'Rab. Here we have a case of Choroyot Shel Dekel. When the palm hardens, the leaves harden, each year the new leaves come out, the old leaves harden, and you can cut them and use them actually for wood. People like to make their mechitzot in the yard out of them. They're pretty, you know. So if you cut them down, gidron is simply the word that we use for harvesting dates. Any work on a palm, on a date palm, is called gidur. Cutting off. It's simply the word, just like we have mesika. We have gidira, we have kitsira for grain and so on. So each type of thing has a word that we use for working on that particular thing, which is befitting Lashon HaKodesh as an agricultural language, which was made to create a world of agriculture. And so, where we would go there, the dekel for etzim, v'nimlach aleihem leyeshiva, I will point out that the relationship of the tamar to gidira is something that's very clear, I would think, right? Gether, the porik gether yishkenu nachash, which was the problem of tamar, which was the gidur for arayas that was actually made by tamar when it was moser nefesh, and is the source of the original approach to curing death, which is Tam Mar, it's the end of Mordor, bitterness, it's all Mar is always death, which is the Moker of the Mer in terms of water, or Miryam, which is Miryam, which relates to the same idea because of the fact that there you have the Eitz HaChaim. Eitz HaChaim is Yotzei, the Naharis in Gan Eden, or Yotzei from a Tamar, which is not the Eitz HaChaim. So each tree's element relates back to its Moker in Gan Eden as well, but you know, we call this Gedira, who Godar. Godar, Pirtsasa, Shalolam, and so on.
And Mordor.
Mordor. Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, that's more in many languages, death-oriented bitterness and hopelessness. So the Chariot shall deckle Shigidran le'etzim. V'nimlach alayem le'yeshiva. You changed your mind and you decided, you know what? Let's leave them in a pile. I'll be able to sit on them comfortably on Shabbos. I don't have any benches out here. I'm getting guests. Sarech l'kasher. Says the Tanakam, it's not enough to decide. Even though you decided before Shabbos, that's insufficient. If you want to turn something that had been a etzim bi'alma into a usable bench, then you're going to have to sarech l'kasher. You're going to have to tie them together, which will then be an act that proves that these are now set aside for actual sitting on. Otherwise, just thinking about it is not sufficient to be miyachid something as a clue. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, in tzarich lekasher, there is no need to tie something. It's sufficient to make a mental determination, because after all, that's the point of muktzah, isn't it? Muktzah shiktza midato. And in that sense, muktzah ties very profoundly into a fundamental concept of Shabbos, which is the relationship of consciousness, will, and intelligence to action. So the whole idea of muktzah is a very profound addition to the idea of melechet machshavet, which you don't have your mind on, you can't even move. So it's the extreme of the sensitivity to the idea of melacha, but therefore intelligence should be sufficient to set it aside. And why do you need a maisa? Hu tanila v'hu amarla, and he actually, Barabba Barbachana, said this over as a braita, and then he added on his own that halakha, indeed we paskin that a machshava alone would be sufficient to make something non-mukta. Itma, as far as the history of this discussion, Rav Amar Kosher, we actually have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, which Machlokas Amoroyim, that seems to be exactly the Machlokas we have in the Tanakh. We don't know yet who the Tanakham is. We've only identified Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Later we're going to identify the Tanakham. But Rav Amar Kosher, so Rav apparently goes according to the Tanakham of Yeru holds, you'd have to tie together the Chariot Shel Dekel in order to use them as a bench. The Shmuel Amar Choshev. Now Shmuel apparently also Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What's interesting is that here we introduce a third Shita that we didn't speak of before. Rav Asi Omer Yoshev Ava Bishaloki Shev Ava Bishaloki Shev. Rav Asi offers another solution. If you use it before Shabbat for the usage which it's going to be used on Shabbat, then that is a yichud which doesn't even require thinking about. Because why need to necessarily be koveya something in your mind when it's already been established that it's usable as that thing? So we no longer look at it as a pile of woods or branches, we look at it as a bench, essentially. So you don't even need machshava, according to many it would help machshava in Rabasi, most Rishonim, but you don't need a machshava, you don't need a full mice, you simply need that the use, that you will use it for Shabbat is sufficient for it to be called that thing on Shabbat to come.
You need a maisa, not a maisa.
But it's not a maisa that's connected to a machshava. The maisa of kosher is called a maisa, because there the act proves that you've changed something in the thing that makes it suitable. That's not God. This is a maisa not in the thing, it's a maisa that you do. So therefore, it's not really related to this thing. A guy was tired, he happened to sit down on this pile of branches. According to Rav Asi, that's sufficient. It's not that I intended at the time to use it.
Kosher, we can
Kosher changes the thing from a pile of branches to a bench.
You can say kosher automatically assumes chishev and kosher for a purpose.
Well, first of all, yes, but of course. But secondly, forget about that. The act is a different act, even if you don't include the machshava. An act of using something affects no change in the thing. An act of changing a pile of wood into a bench is obviously much more effective than simply sitting down on it, right? Forget about the element of machshava. So now, this Rav Asi does not seem to follow any of the Tanoim, which is strange when we have here Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and that part works out. That was the Machlokas Tanakam Rav Shimon Gamliel. Where does Rav Asi come off saying an entirely new idea? So asks the Gemara, is a Bishon of Rav, look, in terms of the older Machlokas Tanoim of your Rav is clearly saying like the Tanakam or whoever he is, who says that you need to be kosher to Chariot. Shmuel is also following a Tana, because he's going according to Shimon Gamliel. Rav Asi seems to represent some new idea of his own. Rav Asi Dama Kiman says the Gemara, well, the truth is we didn't identify him earlier, but there is a third sheet among the Tanoim. It's a Braita that says as follows. Ki haide Tana, the Tanya, yotzim befikurin ubetzipa. Now here, you could use a... Rashi's explanation is a lot simpler. Right? Rashi learns we're talking about a band-aid, basically. But a band-aid is to protect a wound. And what they would use for that would be either freshly combed flax or freshly combed wool. So it was soft. You could put it over a sore. But generally speaking, if you would do this, it would be coated with an antibiotic first or something to protect the wound underneath it. So normally, bismanchit tzav'am, normally they would be tzavua. Tzavua doesn't mean literally painted. Tzavua is a lotion that we use for dipping in something. The targum of taval is tzava. So if you were tzovei, v'korchan b'mishicha, and not only that, but you also had something that tied it. You put a band-aid around it or something. You put an elastic around it. What did I mean? A rubber band. So if you had something around it that held it on, then clearly you're indicating that this is a bandage. So here you prepared it in advance, and now it's not muktzav shabbos. But lo tzavan v'lo korchan b'mishicha ein yotzin b'hem. On the other hand, if it wasn't prepared for use as a band-aid, you can't simply take something that's muktza, because it doesn't have any yichud for shimush at all. However, if you had used it just bakrai for a few minutes before Shabbos, you fell and you put this around your arm to protect the wound with it, without dipping it in anything, you were still riding your bike. So over there, apapishalotza, vavalokar kamemimshikam, mutalatsepen. Since it had been used before, it's okay without having done anything to it, without necessarily planning that you're going to use this for Shabbos. Which means, essentially, the Shita of Rav Asi. Exactly. As long as this thing had been used for such a purpose, you don't need to do anything to prove it, and you don't necessarily need to plan it. Yes, yes. Now, Tosis is interesting, Pshat in Tzipa, is that it's a wig for a balding. A man's wig, so it's like this. Well, a toupee is always good to use as a bandage.
Does this apply only to that particular one, or once I do that particular one, is the class of all the boxes?
No. This particular one.
Why is it different from a hammer, which you can use to cut a nut?
Rather be a hammer than a nail. It's not a Jewish part. Because a hammer is a kli. We've already seen there's a concept called Torat Kli. Something which has a Torat Kli, we now need to define. Is it a Kli Shemaf Tol Yisur? Is it a Kli Shemaf Tol Heter? Is it a Kli that you normally kovei alo makom? Is it a Kli that's ma'us? And so on and so forth. That's one set of objects. But there's another set of objects that's not a Kli Bechlau. That was established after Rava's attempt to cause embarrassment. So, Apparently, we have a third sheet of Bein HaTam right now.
Just pick up a stone on Shabbos and Vekka not to put.
You can't do that. That's right. Unless it was Miyuchat before. In other words, let's say you want to keep your door open. The wind's blowing the door shut. And there's an object in your chutzpah. There's a stone in your chutzpah. You can't pick up the stone. Let's say I want to use it to keep my door open. If you had been miyachid before Shabbos, then
or
you wouldn't.
Well,
that would be the Shabbos. Essentially, it's the same issue. What defines this? By the way, it isn't clear whether this is a permanent definition or a one-time definition.
Next Shabbos.
Yeah, in other words, no. What were you thinking of actually making this a doorstep? Or did you just, you know, use it back right? Even according to the Mandiomar holds Yichud. Ramak Shabbat. What does Yichud mean? To use it for the Shabbos? Or does Yichud mean that I'm changing my focus as its objective, so to speak, definition?
You have to do the next Shabbos as well? Or you
no, whether it's sufficient to be called Yichud if it was only for one Shabbos, if you hold that Yichud is required and not usage, according to Rabbi. That's the Shabbat. How deep does this argument extend? Obviously, according to Rabbi, where I don't need to identify the object. It's not a problem, but if I need to be miyachid the object, what's called being miyachid an object be my trouble.
If you use it on Sunday, you have to close your doorstop.
Never on Sunday.
That'd be kosher to Shabbos and you can use
very musical place.
Kosher, huh?
His last piece seems to be mixing up the two, I mean, on one hand of taking some miyachid with a rabbin, is that ever, and on the other hand, mixing that up with any umutsu.
Are they really different? You know the Rambam sheet of
Moshe. Yeah,
here it doesn't mean, but the Rishonim speak out here clearly. It doesn't mean Yotzei Rishus Rabbi. Rashi
says okay.
It means Yotzei. Even Rishus Rabbi, but the idea over here is, the idea over here, yeah, I know.
Rashi says, and Yotzei Rishus Rabbi.
Yeah, because, but a year in our sugya, we don't care. Yotzei, because otherwise they point out, what is Yotzei B'Mshach? That's me. Yotzebem also means Yotzebem versus a rabbin. That's ridiculous, right? So clearly, the only thing that Rashi is pointing out is that since it says the lashon of Yotze, it obviously means versus a rabbin as well. Legabi being a beged, but the shaila of Tiltol im Yotzebem shachas can't possibly be defined by versus a rabbin. Fine. So we have now another shita. Ravashi says I also bring a raya that there's a tanna like this. Avanan nami tanina. Hakash she'agabe amita. The same issue over here. Their idea of a mattress wouldn't exactly hold a lot of a lot of buyers here. But I'm sure that those of you who remember the old days here in Israel with the Sofnut mattresses, basically what you do is you have a I'm not exaggerating. You have a little flat board, and then you put some teven on it. Or you put some actual kash down teven. And man, that was it. as good as it gets. So forget about the bugs, bed bugs. But anyway, so what makes this into a mattress? You just have the kosh spread over. You have the straw that's spread now on the wood. I mean, that doesn't make it into a mattress. If you want to lie down now on it, lo yinaneno biyado, it still mukzah. You can't move it around so that you're no longer sleeping in a big pile, but rather in a smoothed out mattress of straw. Ava minano begufo. You could sort of sit down around and wiggle until it gets more or less comfortable and then lie on that, because that would be kalachayad. But if this was meant to be now feed for an animal, now that already means that it's no longer mukta. Sima ya machal behima. Or, and here's the part that's important to us, o shahaya alaf kar o sadin mi ba'od yom. Or you had, someone had lay on it during the day by putting over a sheet on it and so on. This means that even though it wasn't miyuchad l'kar, if it was miyuchad, you don't need kar. The idea over here is that it had been used. You see, somebody used it. Somebody used it as sufficient. How do I know that it was meant to be used on Shabbos? How do I know that it was miyakid and so? Doesn't matter. So apparently this Tana also holds the same Shita that Rabasi was following. Shma
Mina. But what is it that they use? It's the day before or it's the
Chlal? Does it? according to this Tana? It's this particular object, it's not the chlal, but this straw is okay to use.
If you used it 2 weeks ago as a bed?
Yes. Because this particular straw is already included in an object now.
The question was, can you change the yud from...
Yeah, machal behema is not a mukta object in the first place. That's the point. So it's not, you don't need to change the yud. Besides which, you can always come nibble it around you while you sleep. Just watch your tones.
It's not the same category. Machal behema is not. It wasn't
mukta
in the first place.
Right. Machal behema is not mukta. There's shaila whether machal behema is mukta in a place where you don't have behemas. That's a machlokas actually of modern poskim, because we use this. This is Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has a whole piece on it. So we use this heter of Machal Behema for a lot of things in Mukta, sure. Moving things off the table and so on, which otherwise we'd have to do Kalachiyan. And many question whether in a society that doesn't keep animals, what do you mean Machal Behema? What does that mean? It's not miyuad really for any serious usage. There's actually a machlokas aposkim, whether the idea of machal behema is a new set of objects that Chazal initially defined as non-mukta objects, because they have a built-in yihu. It doesn't matter what your intent is, or whether it's just a variation on a theme of something that has a usage. If that's the case, then in a finami, then you'd have to look at the local usages, the culture that you're in. Basically, we are somech la'alokah, that it's a different class. There was never a takona of mukta on ma'achal behima. Even if you're working for Kaiser, it really doesn't make any difference. Or any other HMO. Good.
That'll scare him. We could bring the Hamor of Pinchas Ben-Yor and see if it leads.
Fine, so we have now another Shiloh. We've not identified yet the Tana Kama, though. It's interesting. So we know, in other words, we have Rav Shimon Gamliel, we know there's this other Tana here. Who is that Tana Kama? Man Tana de Palagalei de Rav Shimon Gamliel. It is Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, who we just had yesterday in the Yerushalmi. It's very interesting. That's the one who had all these Terim. So, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, the Theoser of Dimi, Omer Ziri, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Pa'am Achad, Halach Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, Lavakom Echad. Once Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva had come to a particular place, Erev Shabbos, Matzach Hariot Shal Deker Shigadru, Lushumetzi. Now, he found a pile of Hariot that nobody had ever intended to use as benches. Amar lehem the Talmidav, so he told the Talmidim that were with him, Tzu'u v'chishvu kedei sh'neshev aleihem l'machar, that make sure that you go around this area, identify the various chariot, and have in mind to use them tomorrow for when we're going to need to sit out here. V'lo yadana, now continues now Rabbi Chanina with the description of what Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva's case was, Lo yadana ibeta mishtahavi ibeta avelhavi. I know that there was a need for a lot of seats. I can't recall whether it was for purposes of a Sheva Brachas or whether it was for purposes of Nicham Avelin. Yeah, they were marking Nicham Avelin b'Shabbos. But whatever it is, a lot of people were going to be present. Now, this is irrelevant, unless it's relevant indeed. Because what it would imply, Midika Omar, because he found it necessary to point out Ibeta Mishtahavi, Ibeta Avelhavi, he's trying to tell us something. He's saying, for what the particular purpose was, I don't want to say over a mice that wasn't the fact, but I can tell you one thing. It was definitely for a public Tzorech L'mitzvah, and there wasn't time to do anything because people were busy for this thing. Which means Dafka Beit Avel or Beit HaMishnah did Tride. It was simply impossible to do anything else, to bring people around and to tie everything up. But Mashrifa wouldn't have been for that. In a normal case, it would require Kashar. Kashar in lo, Kashar lo. So where the circumstance, there's two ways of understanding this. He was Mekel, Mitzvah, or more reasonably, the question of what constitutes the yichud of use is defined by circumstances as well. So if people are doing their best, and it's simply, I mean, there's too much going on for me to be able to do this. Under such circumstances, the yichud of a thing might be sufficient to be the equivalent of kashat. So this must be it. Rabbi Hanina ben Akiva, who normally would hold that kashar is the way to do it. Yes?
He says chishu.
Exactly, but only because it was a Beit Arba.
Which means, if not for that,
he wouldn't have accepted chishu.
So then he's not the Tana we're looking for.
He is the Tana we're looking for, who argues under Shimon and Leo, who requires kishu.
Ravasi said,
we don't care about Ravasi. It's a different Tana. We're looking for the Tana of Rav Shimon Gamliel.
Oh, I see.
Looking for the Tana Kama.
It doesn't sound like Ravasi.
No, it's very much not like Ravasi. Of course not. Ravasi. We asked, you missed the line. We asked, who is the Tana that's Chelek of Rav Shimon Gamliel? That's who we're looking for. We're looking for Tana 1. Tana 2 is Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tana 3 is a Tana who holds like Ravasi. Omar Reb Yehuda, Machnis.
But it's not a Tana that holds like Rav Asi. It's
correct, it's not. Absolutely not. It's the first Tana. Why are you so doubtful about this that you keep repeating it?
Because I thought we were trying to find Rav Asi.
Well, we've already decided that you thought wrong. Why do you keep thinking about that? Maybe you were thinking right. You weren't thinking right. You're thinking right that you weren't thinking right. Omar Reb Yehuda, Machnis Adam Lo Kufato Afar. Now, this is interesting. We already saw before we had the case where we were matir carrying around the mafta for the dust and the so on. We need dirt on Shabbat. If you live in a society in which the only way to deal with spills and children without diapers and so on is to cover what needs to be covered with a pile of sand or dirt and so on, then you need to have that. The problem is, what is miyachid for that purpose? And here we get into a real yichud problem, because there's no way to do a pu'ula on dirt to show that this dirt is special tzohar covering dirt.
No, why not? If you put it in a container on the floor.
So you put it in a container, so what?
That's what it's for.
Well, who says?
The you guy need, at the store is bring in a container.
Take a fish.
If it's a special kind of dirt, you're right. But, I mean, otherwise, the container doesn't prove anything. It means I'm bringing in dirt. Maybe I want to bring in dirt to be mashed for gumas on my floor. Huh? That's the question, whether titulin dirt is considered to be special purpose, you know. But no, but a label won't help. In other words, if you hold, you need kishur. You need to do something to the object. I can't change the object when it's dirt. So what do I do? Tanya Rav Yehuda. It's okay, you bring in a container and you use it for whatever you want. Dorash marzutra, mishmeda marzutra, rabba, b'ushi yiched lo keren zavit. The only time you can do this is if you've set aside a particular place to keep this dirt. So then it's clear that it's meant to be used all the time. But if not, so then you're going to put it in the middle of your... Most learn that this means you should take it out of the container. You take it out of the container, you dump it. You know what this is very nagia? Sandboxes. Children's sandboxes. So we still have an equivalent case in which we use dirt, cold, so to speak, as a toy. So how can we establish, very often children play in sand, which is in a box that's being used for making cement during the week. You know, there's people, you have people working on your home doing shiputzim, and there you have a ready-made sandbox.
Oh boy.
Can you use that sand as a children's sandbox? This, by the way, gets into a big issue of whether a child's yichud is considered to be yichud. Can we postulate it? It's not, interestingly enough. In other words, in order for you to be able to have your children playing games, let's say, with habanim and so on, there's a lot of children's games that use these things. You have to be miyakid, otherwise it's muksa to you. You're not going to be able to clean up or anything like that. Because the fact that they're using it doesn't mean anything. You discover that your kids, you come into your living room, there's a pile of stones. How'd these get here? We were playing, Kamish Tavanim or something. It doesn't mean that you can now do something with it, because you need to give it a thing. The same thing is true of the sandboxes. A sandbox is a children's sandbox when you decide, not when they decide. Now, of course, this was only before Dr. Spock. The question is whether nowadays this science is still true.
The opposite.
Exactly. Only the child can become man.
But how children are books, mm-hmm. You see, they don't have the strength to be yachid anything. Is there books to children?
No, but you won't be able to. You're not required to be mafrish necessarily, you know, depending on the. You know, you won't be able to clean it up. Yeah, I mean, also, it's at a certain age, you kind of understand what looks it. So, Omer Rabbi, sorry?
The child does kosher, doesn't change in the object. That's good enough? Changes the object?
Changing an object, that would depend on the Yomara and the Chulin and the Zvachim, about if he brings it over to the north side. Makshavtoni Keret Mitoch Ma'asav, and so on. This is all, this is the way the Beit Yosef asks it.
Turns over, means, you know.
A particular place.
Means the sandbox is the place.
Yeah. So, Omer Rabbi, Kamidir of Papa. You're saying this according to, I guess, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. I mean, because all you're saying is you didn't do anything to change the object. So what you must be saying is that since you put it into a Keren Zavid, your intent is clear. And intent is all that we need. But according to the Rabbonan, the Ikar Rabbonan, Amri bin and Maaseh, how do you do a Maaseh on the dirt? Amala Rav Papa, Afilu Tema Rabbanan, not true. Because, and this goes right back to the implications of the story of the Beit HaAvel and the Beit HaMishteh. Ad kad lo tarumi rabbanan debina maaseh lamini debar avida bemaaseh. If this is an object upon which you would normally be able to perform an action that changes the use of the object, such as turning a pile of branches into a bench, then the Rabbanan hold you need that Maaseh. Certainly we're not going to say you need a Maaseh where no Maaseh is appropriate. That doesn't make any sense. So in this case, there would be no need for Maaseh, and the Yichud would be true even according to Rav Shimon ben, to the Rabbanan of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel.
Tanakama,
yeah. Name a Ketanoi. Let us suggest that perhaps
we're getting anywhere today. They would probably be having a sandbox the whole week. I mean, if that was the standard, wouldn't they have been having this pile of sand the whole week in any house to cover the whatever they covered?
Go ahead, and therefore your question.
So it's obvious that this is very useful, this sand.
And if you don't have your grandchildren with you during the week, then what? Yoda knows. So, Bechol, here it says, Machlokas. Bechol, what's that? Bechol chafinat hakelim chutz miklei kesef begartikon. Mashma that neter bechol is mutter. And we'll get back and explain everything in a moment. Vatanya neter bechol asur. My love, welcome if we are sovereign and master. Omar Sabar, Loba Inan Maaseh. Now the question is, here it says, according to the Tanakhama, that you can use as a cleaning agent for your various containers, you can use anything that you like. Except, when it comes to silver, you cannot use gartikon. Gartikon is a type of alum. Rashi says that we pick it up off of the edges of barrels and so on, where it forms, wine barrels. And that apparently is the conclusive cleaner and polisher, in which what it actually does is what's the equivalent of sanding on metal? It smooths the metal, but it smooths it with a gritty like substance, I guess. No. But whatever, when you go to
buff.
Buff, yeah, exactly. So it buffs the silver so that it takes out any of the scratches and so on, which is mamish a malacha on Shabbos, because that would be memachek. So that you can't use. But you could certainly use other things. Those are your normal detergents, and nater, and chol, and so on. That's not going to do a buffing job. That's mutter. Problem is, it says neter v'chol is asur. Now, I assume that is exactly the machlokas. One man de armal, it's look. What turns neter b'chol into your kitchen cleaner? The fact that you put it onto your counter. Ah, but that's not enough, because you didn't do a maisa. Whereas the other man de armal holds, no, under these circumstances, there is no other maisa that is necessary. No, not necessarily. The kulei amalobin amaseh. It could be that everybody actually agrees that something that doesn't have a suitable maisa to do certainly does not require one. The machlokas over here may be a question of the use of such substances on another object in terms of a malacha. V'lo kasha har Rabbi Yehuda, d'yomer davar she'enu mitkaven asur, har Rabbi Shimon, d'yomer davar she'enu mitkaven mutar. It could very well be that the shaila over here is whether a eno miskaven is mutar. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that's mutar. That's fine, except for Gartikun, because Gartikun is not anything but a psik reisha. Even if your intent was simply to clean a piece of dirt off of the silver, the bottom line is that you're going to end up buffing it. Mashenke neter v'chol, could sometimes, it's possible that it would buff.
Oh, so that's why it's
also. So that's why it's also, maybe to review it. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you're just using it to clean, so is that a problem? Says the Gemara, no, wait a minute. So you're saying now that when it says it's mutter to use the neter v'chol, that it's going according to Rabbi Shimon? Excuse me, but take a look at the continuation. Ema seifa, avalo yachuf ben saro, you cannot use these things to shampoo your hair. Now, Rabbi Shimon Mishra Kashari, Rabbi Shimon specifically allows you to use neter v'chol to shampoo your hair on Shabbos. Because the equivalent case to Shabbos, of course, is a nazir on any day of the week. A nazir on any day of the week is a regular person on Shabbos. Nazir is never allowed to be taking hair off, and a regular person is not allowed to be taking hair off on Shabbos. And yet it says, a nazir is a chofef umifasfes, avalos sorek. A nazir can use neter v'chol to do chafifa of his sar, and then he can go ahead and be mifasfes. Mifasfes is what modern kids do to their hair. They would never actually comb it or brush it, but you put your hands through it and you make it look all crazy and so on, right? So that's called fisfus, which of course has become a word in Hebrew for a general attitude like that. And then, which is interesting, avalosorek, but you certainly can't you can't comb your hair, because that for sure is going to take out some hair. So, in other words, so what do we see? You're timing that over here, it's Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon holds Yachuf Ben Saro. And here it says, Avalo Yachuf Ben Saro. So it's got to be going to Elibit Rabbi Yehuda. How do you explain that? Elohava Rabbi Yehuda. Must be that both of these brides are assuming that there's an Isur of Malacha, if it's a case of Dorshen and Mitkavein, and it's Trey Tanoi Elibit Rabbi Yehuda. It's just two shitas that have nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda's particular shita of a davar she'enu mitkaven, and it's simply a question. I tanya Rabbi Yehuda sava gorir, I tanya Rabbi Yehuda sava lo gorir. The shaila is whether the effect of neter v'chol on the kalim would ever be, by any stretch of the imagination, considered to be an act of mimachet. That's all.
When we use hard soap on our bodies, we are worried about mimachet of the soap itself.
No, we're going to get there. Okay. We're going to get there. So, b'mayu kimta k'Rabbi Yehuda. Ema seifa. Now you're claiming that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that therefore you can't use this stuff on your head. And how do you explain when it says, avo panavya davar aglav mutar? You can use this on your face, on your hands, on your feet. Now, I mean, certainly ha me'avar se'ar, I mean, if you're concerned with the problem of depilatories, I mean, to use neter v'chol is certainly a good chance that you're going to pull off some body hair. Well, we might be talking about somebody that doesn't have body hair. Ibai tema b'katan, ibai tema b'isha, ibai tema b'sari. So what are we necessarily talking about, monkeys and alpha males here? Omri Yehuda, afa levenata shori. If it comes to a question of using your what do they use? What do they call today those soaps, the abrasive soaps? They call them defoilated. Yes. A new idea. Defoilated. Exfoliates. Thank you. So your favorite exfoliate in those days was take a brick, grind it up, and then wash your face with it. Now, that really works on the acne. Let me tell you. So if you take a far levenata, nowadays, of course, you pay through the nose for this kind of thing. I mean, it used to be we knew how to do this ourselves. So a far levenata, that would be mutar, and it's we're not chayish that it's going to be retorle sear. Omer of Yosef kuspa de yasmin shari, which is very strange. Rashi says kuspa de yasmin is a byproduct of sesame pressing, whereas usually yasmin, of course, is yasmin. I don't know whether they have different years or not, but this is what he says. And Rava says, now this is something that we really ought to market in our, we were doing, you know, recipes and so on, here's for exfoliates. Offer pilpulin, sorry. Ground up pilpulin. That's a fascinating thing to use as an exfoliant. There's also mut. Omrib sheshes, where you can also use barda. Well, what is barda? My barda. Omrav Yosef, look, I'm giving you my special trade secrets away over here, but barda is made out of one-third aloe, one-third of the hadassim, and one-third of sigli, which generally is jasmine, or clover something. Omrav Nehemiah Bar Yosef, I disagree. Kolekadaleka ruba ala shaper. It doesn't necessarily have to be one-third. It was Rav Yosef was saying dafka one-third, because the ahal is going to be too powerful if you've got more than one third. I say as long as you don't have rov al, it would be mutter. Bar min eimer Rav Sheshes, mal liftsoa zeitim b'shabbat. The Tosfos learns this follows directly from the previous sugya, and it means using olives as an exfoliant, basically, it was used to wash your face. But that means you're being mafsid the olives.
Rabbi, the Dead Sea, good line of soaps and everything. I just saw yesterday they have a whole line using the Shivat Hamidim as well.
Oh, really? So this is the Shiloh. Oh, excellent. So this would be the Shiloh. And according to Rashi, it's a general question. Once we're talking about over here the use of these, of plants and so on, so now we have to question the other issue, which is the hefsid of the... of the plant, we need to lead into that, and then into the question of whether it's considered to be hachona, maybe of a usable. I mean, olives can't be used unless you put seah on them.
And that's not katisha.
So Rashi learned no. It's put seah means just banging them up against the rock to soften them. So it's not katisha, but it can certainly ruin them. So Amar lehu v'chibachol mi'itirov. Who allowed you to do that during the week? What do you ask about Shabbos? Meaning that is such a primitive way of achon of the zayit, it's very likely going to waste a lot of the zayit. How about hefsid ochlim? So kasava mishum hefsid ochlim. Ah, hefsid ochlim. Lema pligid ishmul. Kama shmul oseh adam kol tzarchao bepat. Doesn't it say you can use bread? I mean, use bread for other things. It's hefsid ochlim. You use bread, to absorb the zorma of a pot or something like that. No. That's a big difference. It's because when you use pot, it's lo me'ise. But out of me'ise, to do that to an olive is outrageous, because you make a disgusting mess of it. So in other words, that type of hefsid that is mos is makbana. A meimar mazut ravashi have yasve.
Cold circles, you mean anything?
Right, but pot is the type of thing which even if you use a cold circle, you never mo'ise it. Just use it for something else. It doesn't become ma'us. But over here, by definition, the only way of doing this to the olive is to make it ma'us. So here, they brought some barda in front of Amima, Marzut, and Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi used it, being Semech on the Psak we just had, that barda is okay, we're not chayish if it's going to maybe take off a hair here and there, because it's a enemiskavi. And both Omeimer and Marzutra use it, and Rabash use it. Marzutra refused to use it. So Omrule, Lo Savala Mar, Lo Dimer of Sheshes, Barda Shari. Why are you being Mafman? You don't hold that Rav Sheshes said that. Obviously, he checked it out, and Barda's okay to use. Omar Mordechai said, forget about Barda. Barda da. Forget about that case. Bar mine demar. You can don't ask question to Marzutra, because you have no reason to assume it has anything to do with Shabbos. Marzutra wouldn't use soap b'chol. Afilo b'chol namilo. He doesn't know you can use it even during the week. Sovelok yadatanya migarer adam gildei tsoa v'gildei makar shal b'soro b'shvil tsaro. But in b'shvil liyapot asur. You can't do things just to make yourself pretty.
How about to make yourself smell better?
You can make yourself presentable so that you shouldn't be embarrassed. As Tosfos says, Ein lecha tzar gadol mizeh. You need to put yourself in a position in which you will be embarrassed by how you look. That you're not allowed to do. You can, in other words, that you should do to take care of yourself. But stam, to sit around prettying yourself up, and spraying yourself and using exfoliants and so on, that's for women. That's not for men. So therefore, you will be over on lo yilbash gever. So he wouldn't use it during the week. And inu kaman sfira, who do they hold like? Yehuda tanya, rochets adam panav yadav v'raglav v'chol yom v'shvil kono. That Adarab, a person has to take care of his personal hygiene. Bishvil kanot for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Shenema kol pa'al Hashem l'maneu. Everything that Hashem created is for his covet. So how do you have the right to treat it improperly? It's your mechuyev to be miyapa yourself. There's a beautiful shalah that speaks of this Gemara in terms of how much it's mechuyev. First of all, it's mechayev not eating anything that will give you bad breath. Because where's the kopal Hashem l'maneu? People are not going to be comfortable sitting around you, making sure that your clothes don't smell. So on and so forth. All of these things are basically now kavul alocha adarabi. You have to take care of yourself.
And then it's struggling with cigarettes.
There's a problem about using food for, I don't understand the...
No, we said that that to use food in a way that's moes, that is disgusting, that you can't do. You take the food, you smash it into a pulp, in which nobody would touch it. So that's not being mamayis.
To use food for something that's not...
Could be to use food for another tzarech, called tzarech, or it's okay. Sure, that's a primary function. That's not... that is food. That's not a different sort of sicha, shtia, and achila are all interrelated.
To lubricate something to
be lubricated. Right. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, amen? Now the last case that we had was the din of kupa. Kupa mata al tzida benotel. Why did he say that? Because shema yitov alo yachol lahachzir. So we're afraid that he is going to come to making a hole on Shabbos in order to put the pot back in. As some learn, the way Rashi learned, the Pashas of Rashi in the Mishnah, is that when he takes out the pot, take it out in such a way that everything falls to one side, because you bent the kupa over. And that way there won't be a problem of needing to create a hole, because there never was a fall back into the hole. But many Rishonim learn, Ruba to Ruba the Rishonim learn, that mata al tzida means take the contents of the chon pot out by pouring it out of the kupa rather than moving it at all. That's the point. Not to prevent. Because everything's going to fall to one side. How's it going to help? So what it means is don't remove it. Don't remove the pot. Leave it where it is and use the whole kupa as the pot.
Pick up the kupa?
Yeah. Bend it over, and then you can ladle it out or pour it out, depending on how large it is. Okay, but in either event, and the Chachamim say something that didn't make any sense. No tilamazir, meaning what? Well, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos if it's mupsa. Hakol modina. Let me explain the Mishnah. Everybody is made that halokal ma'isa imnit kalkalah gumash asul ha'azir. That's for sure. You can't put it back in. Chachamim didn't mean that.
Things fall anyway.
Yeah. But understand, the Mishnah says, Chachamim omrim, no telo machzir. I'm asking you, what does that mean?
This is chazora of hatmana?
Yeah, we're going to see in the next mission, we're going to get into the shaila of whether you're allowed to put something back in al hatmana. But here it could be that it's not forget about hatmana. We'll talk about it tomorrow. So no tilo magzir. Excuse me, but I'd like to understand how you understand the Mishnah. What does it mean? Em echidami. Idolon it kalkala guma. No. So shapikami rabbanan. It says Rabbi Elazar is going to argue on that. There's no problem. You have a place to put the pot back in. What's wrong? So put the pot back in. What are we arguing about, Bichlal? That can't be the case. El Allah, it's got to be the case that the Rabbanan is saying that Abba Pishin it kalkala guma. So apparently they're saying, for some reason, that even though the guma is ruined, you can recreate it. You're claiming that everybody's motor, you can't recreate it. Says Rababa, no. Le'olam delonit kalkala. The machloket Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is whether you have to be chayish for Jogel. Not bad. It's working. So Marsava Khoshishin Sheman Kalkalaguma. Marsava in Khoshishin. The machlok says whether you have to be chayish. But if Lamaisi took it out and it was ruined, nobody would hold that it's mutter. Omer of Huna, I salikuta. Salikusta. Salikusta, you know how the Eidot HaMizrach use nice smelling things and you know they'll hand out like pots, the delicious Isfei Besamim and Atzei Besamim and all types of things on Shabbos. So they used to have this Salikusta, which was a plant that was removed from its roots, was left in the flower pot basically. And you would pick it up, smell it, and put it back down. But you're putting it back down in offer. So over there, if dotsa v'sholfa, the other dotsa shaya, you took it out, you pushed it back in, took it out and sniffed it, pushed it back in. So now you've loosened things in such a way that when you do that on Shabbos, you're no longer going to be mazi's offer. Because it's now basically, if there's offer, it's offer to flow out. And it's just loose. It's not nothing that you're digging or anything like that. And you're not moving anything. So if you did it twice, put it in and out, it's okay. But Ilav Os, you couldn't do it on Shabbos, because then you're going to be Mazi Zafar.
It has its root system?
No. Omar Shmuel, the same thing is true, says Shmuel, about a knife which you store by sticking it between the bricks. You have a little hole between the bricks and the wall in order to protect people from hurting themselves on the blade. You take the knife and you put it into a hole and you use that as the place where you're going to hold your knife. If you're a dots of a shelf, about a dots of shari. So if you took it in and pushed it in, took it in and out. So that way you know that there's no longer anything in the wall that you're going to be mazis on Shabbos. It's fine. Marzut Rabbi Tamer Ravashi says you could even use a gurdita dekani. Where you're not allowed to be mishtamish with an elon. But if it's lamata mishlosha tvachim, as Tosis points out, so you've got over here these bamboo that's growing out of the ground. One of the nice things about bamboo is it's got all kinds of places to store things. You take a knife and just hang it on a couple of the loose pieces. And it would also be mutter, and we don't have to be chayish, you're going to be cutting anything on Shabbos. So as long as it's lamata mishlosha tvachim, it would also be okay. Amalei v'mordechai l'rova, masu v'katina tiyufta. I'll tell you that there's a raya that you don't need dots of a shofar. Because it says over here, Hatomein lefet utznono tachat hagefa. The derech was when you don't have a fridge. So how do you take good care of your turnips and of your radish, and your radishes? They would keep it in dirt. And that would keep it cool. It wouldn't take root. I mean, you leave it there long enough for it to take root again. And not only that, but it would also swell from the moisture. Now, you could do that, first of all, even tachat hagefen, which, if it would be considered to be zuria, you'd have a problem with kaloya karam. You wouldn't want to be planting things in a gefen. But here it's storage. It's no problem. So you could put it even underneath the gefen as hatmana for freshness. And you know what? Even more, imayam miktzat alav migulin. If you've got some of the leaves sticking out, which allows you to pick it up, so then enochoshesh you have got no problem even Lagabe Shabbos. So you don't have to worry not as Kilayim, and not as Shemitah, and not as Meiser, and Nitolim B'Shabbos. You could even move it on Shabbos by picking up the leaves and pulling it up. Now, obviously over here you can't take dots of a shofar. Because if you're a dots of a shofar, then what do you mean, some of the leaves? It means you took it out and now it's on top. If you're telling me as long as some of the leaves are exposed, what you mean is it's essentially still covered with dirt, but when you pull it out, it's not a problem. The dirt sort of falls off to the side. And anyway, since it's not rooted, it's not a problem. So you see that you don't need dots of a shofar. What everybody's saying, you need dots of a shofar. Otherwise, you have to be chayish for mezis of farmi mekomo. This is it's min hatzad. I don't have to worry about it. Indeed, tiyufta. That is a very good raya. Why should I need dots of a shofar in this case? It's good. Good. Put it there. Very good. Now we do our little.
Okay.
All right, we can start with Gizeh Tzemerin Metaltelin, Memtes and Metes. The Gizeh Tzemerin Metaltelin, Metaltelin, Omarava, Boy, Metaltelin is Daf, Keshelo Tamanbem, Abba Tamanbem, Metaltelin, Otam. Eze, Oni Rabbana Bar Yume, the Rava, Tome, the Gizeh Tzemerin, Metaltelin, Otam, and then the Mishnah says, Ketzadu Ose, what do you mean Ketzadu Ose? According to you, you already told me. Ketzadu Ose, Notela Takisui, Vein Noflot. Stop, Rashi says, permanently. Ravina says, no. Let's stick with the first pshat. If you were Taman, it's enough. The only reason over here is not enough. Maya says, talking about shall have take. Shon, Tanya Miyoki, Gizeh Tzemer shall have take, indeed, ain metat v'inotan. Ve'im mit kidan ba'alabayt ishtamish ben, metat v'inotan. Tare Rabba Baba Chanaka Medera, Chor Yotchel Dek, Oshik Gidran Leitzim, V'nim Lachal Ayem Li'yishiva, Tzorich Mekasher. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Ein Tzorich Mekasher. Hu Tani Lavo, Omer La, Alok, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Yitma Rav Omer Kosher, Shmuel Omer Koshev, Rav Asi Omer, Even Yoshev, Abba Bishlo Kisher, Abba Bishlo Kisher. So they shlein a Rav, Neomer Kitana Kama, Shmuel Nami Domer to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. But Rav Asi, Yomer Kiman, Hu Yomer Kiyatana, Tani Yotz In Bepakorim, Ubetzipa, Bizman Shitzavaan Vekarchan Bemeshicha. But lo tzavan v'lo korchan b'mishicha, ein yotzin b'hem. V'im yatsa v'en sha'a achat mivod yom, afa pishelo tzava v'lo korach, mutar l'tzeit b'hem, which is exactly what Rav Asi had said. Om Rav Asi, afanan amitadina, akash she'agave amita, lo yina'amenu b'yado, aval mina'ame'o b'gufo. Aval im haya ma'achal b'hema, o sha'aya lov kar o sadin mivod yom, then there's no problem in our Novi Ado, Shema Minam. Umantan at the Palagalai Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, the Chiyat Rav Dimi Omer Ziri Omer Bechanina, Pa'am Achat Alak Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, Lomakom Echad, Umatza Choreot Shodeka Shigadrum Lashum Etsi. Gamala, no Tamidav Tzu Vechishvu, Kedei Shleishev Alayim Lomacha, Velo Yadana Ibeit HaMishteha, Ibeit HaAvela, Now look, it was important, Beit HaMishteh, Beit HaAvel. So Mashma Dafka, Beit HaAvel, Beit HaMishteh, the 3 day. Avalach, in normal circumstances, Kosher only is okay. Lo Kosher lo. Om Rav Yudah Machmis Adam lo Kupato Afar, Vosebo Kol Tzorcho, Dorsh Mazut, Mishmei Mazut, Rabba, Vohush Yiched lo Keren Zavit. Om Rabban Kamen Rapabala, I guess, he also could Shimmy Amalio. Certainly, according to Rabbanan, being miyak of the Karen Zavid is going to make any difference. Bina Maaseh. Amalur of Papa. No. Afilu Temer Rabbanan. Akan lo kamer Rabbanan de Beinan Maaseh. El amidi de bar avida be Maaseh. Av amidi de la bar avna avid be Maaseh. What are you going to do exactly? So there lo. Nemi ketanur. Bakol chafina takelim chutz mikle kesev begartikon. Mashma neta v'chol is mutter. V'atanya neta v'chol is also. So my love, what can we forget? Marshavar b'inan ma'aser. U'marshavar lo b'inan ma'aser. No. The issue over here is the malacha that's involved. Kulei ha lo b'inan ma'aser in terms of the mukta. V'lo kasher Rabbi Yehuda, yom adov shenem mitkaven asur. Therefore, we were afraid you'll be memachet. No, Rabbi Shimon davetan yom shenem mitkaven mutar. So now you're saying that the man, the armor that says it's mutter is Rabbi Shimon, Ema Seifa, Avalo Yahu Fem Saro, according to Rabbi Shimon, Mishra Kashar, Ditna Nazir Kofe from the past face, Avalo Sorek, Avahava Rabbi Yahu, Betrayton I live in the Rivera, Haitan live in the Rivera Savar Goria, Vaitan live in the Rivera Savar. Okay, so Bamayo came to Nalak Rabbi Yahu, Ema Seifa, Avopanavia Davrag of Mutar, why? Homeaver Sear. Ibaitem of the Katan, Ibaitem of Bishai, Ibaitem of the Saris. Omri Vila, offer the Beinata Shari, Omri of Yosef, Kuspidi Asmik Shari, Omrava, offer Pilpuli Shari, Omri of Shishi Barda Shari, my Barda. Omri of Yosef, Tilta Allah, Tilta Asa, Tilta Sigli. Omri of Yosef, Bar Yosef, Kolechet, like a Ruba Allah, it's also okay. Bohemi name of Shishi, Mali, Tsoa Zitim, Bishabat, Amalu, Nu, Vichi, Bichomi, Tiro. Lema pligi de Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel also Adam calls a chobah pat even if it's mafsid. Amri pat lo meisa. Ani meise. Amima marzut ravavashi. Abiyati aitel kamayu. Abiyati aitel kamayu bard. Amima ravashi mashu. Marzut lo mashu. Amarle. Amrle. Why? Lo sova lo marle. Adi Amr Sheshes. Barda shari. Amlo Rebarachai, leave him alone. Bar me to Mar. I feel about Chol Namilo. Namilo's related to you, such a thing. Savala Keretanya. Migarer Adam Gildei Tzohar, Gildei Maka, Shal Besoro. Bishul Tzaro, but Bishul Yafot, Asso. Vinu Kaman Savala Keretanya. Rochitz Adam Panav Yadav Raglo, Rochoyom, Bishul Kono. Bishul Shema Kopa Al Hashem, Lema'aneu. Rabbi Elazar Ben Azari Amir, Kufa Matal Tzida, Vinotel Shema Yito, ולא יכול להחזיר. אומר רב אבא, אומר רב חייא בר אשי, הכל מודים שאם נתקלקל הגומה שאסור להחזיר, what? צריך, הכל מודים לא צריך מעשה חידומי. אידו לא נתקלקל, אני מנסה, who would argue? שפקה, אמר רב עונה. אלא לב, אבא פי זה נתקלקל הגומה, they're still saying it's much to להחזיר. לא. ליולם דה לא נתקלקל, ואחלה בחוששים כמפלגה, מר סבא חוששים שמה נתקלקל הגומה, ומר סבא אין חוששים. Omer Avuna, Haisa Likusta, Datsa Shishal Fava Hada Datsa Sharia. Vilav Asur, Omer Shmuel, Haisa Kina de Beni Urme, Datsa Shishal Fava Hada Datsa Sharia. Vilav Asur. Mazur Tavitem Ravashi Omer, Begurdita Dekani, Zosu Shafi Dami. Omer Lei Ramordach El Rava, Mazit Vav Katina Tiyufta, Hatomein Lefet Utsnonot, Tachat Hagefen, אם היה מקצת עליו מגולים, אינו חושש, לא משום כליים, לא משום שעית, לא משום מעשר, מניצלים בשבת, ונאו, צונים מקצת עליו. Therefore, to you, clearly, we don't care if your maze is a little off or to offer God.